Have you ever had a natural, instinctive response that was not so holy, that didn't bring God honor, glory, or praise? It's happened to all of us. But in Romans chapter 12, verse 14, Paul instructs the believers to bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them, but pray that God will bless them. This is why we have to make sure we do our 20-30, which simply means give God at least 20 minutes of uninterrupted time every day. And if you do it for 30 days, it becomes a habit. This is why we have to stay present, present, and present, which simply means you've got to make sure that every day you have a place in your home, a period of the day that you can position your heart so that God can give you your purpose for the day. Because let's be honest, life be lifing. And if you're not careful, if you're not touching God on a regular basis, I mean connecting with Him, your initial instinctive reaction or response won't be to bless, but it'll be to defend yourself. It'll be to get revenge and get justification for ourselves. We're competitive like that. We're built to self-protect. But Paul says, no, you are a believer now. You don't belong to you. You have to trust the God who has been protecting you. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Family, the word for the day is don't react, but make sure you pray that God will bless those that despitefully use you. We got it because we are children of the Most High God. Be blessed, saints. In Jesus' name, amen.